but it's the fag end of the cricket. Sussex almost all skittled out. 125 for 8, and they require a rather ambitious, a very optimistic 118. They've got 14 overs left to do it, but they've pretty much run out of batsmen. So this has been quite a pleasant late afternoon cricket treat to come along to. Chris Schofield took a career best 5 for 45. So well done, Scoey. Some of the kids are still here dotted around. We had 5,000 school kids bust in, I suspect for the benefit of the TV cameras. And credit to them, that's the kids, not the TV cameras. They're still hanging around, so yeah, that's quite a long day, going through from 10:30 till 5:30. This Sussex team, it's changed around an awful lot. They've already qualified for the Friends Provident quarterfinals. It's the most interesting team. So currently we have, batting away at the crease, we have Mr. Beer and we have Mr. Keegan. Not that one. And before that we had Mr. Gatting. Not that one. And before Mr. Gatting we had Yasser Arafat. Not that one. So any team that's got a Beer, a Keegan, a Gatting and an Arafat has got to be fine by me. But they still ain't going to win. 128 for 8, Sussex. So that's Christopher Prams, if you're around, go to the steward. Not Mike Hunt, but Christopher Prams. 128 for 8, Sussex. 115 required. 30 overs remaining. Ain't going to happen. Come on, the Ree.